I'm Paul Gleiser, and this is the Constitution Minute, sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance. As August of 1787 gave way to September, the finish line began to come into view for delegates to the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia. On September 8th, a committee of style and arrangement was appointed to assemble a final draft. Among the fatal flaws of the Articles of Confederation that a new constitution was to replace was the absence of a workable means for amendment. To address this problem, one proposal called for a convention of state legislatures, with a two-thirds majority required to enact an amendment. Alexander Hamilton objected on the grounds that the only amendments likely to gain the favor of state legislatures would be those
with a view to increase their own powers.
James Madison rode to the rescue. He proposed that amendments could be put forth whenever two-thirds of both houses of Congress were to deem it necessary, or by application of two-thirds of the state legislatures. Ratification of a proposed amendment, under Madison's plan, was to require the assent of three-fourths of the states, acting through their respective legislatures. Madison's proposal gave equal power to the Congress and state legislatures to propose amendments, but it gave state legislatures the final word in ratifying them. The Constitution Minute is sponsored by Hibbs Hallmark & Company Insurance, with offices in Tyler, Forney, Austin, Houston, and Dallas, and online at HibbsHallmark.com.